Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. At the east end of Cobourg sits the Lucas Point Industrial Park. Across from the Cobourg Community Center sits the Northumberland Industrial Park. Daniel Van Kampen and his team are responsible for looking after those industries and attracting new ones. He is the manager of the Economic Development Office for the town of Cobourg. He also shares responsibility for bringing new retailers and services to the downtown and the rest of Cobourg. His group, along with Venture 13, the organization that supports and funds many innovative new entrepreneurs, presented their annual report to the town council. You will want to hear what he says to learn more about what they do and the state of the local economy. I'm so pleased to have with me today Daniel Van Kampen, the Manager of Economic Development for the town of Cobourg. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Good morning, Robert.
To begin by asking you, how would you characterize the Cobourg economy?
So I'm into my second year now here in Cobourg. A lot of foundational work had to go into that into my first year. So I think what we did an economic development strategy in 2023, got it approved by council by mid year. That really showed how the economy is in Cobourg. I would characterize it as there's an advanced manufacturing base here that's got some history, and it's evolved here in Cobourg. So there's an advanced manufacturing component of our economy. There's also another component which I categorize as small business entrepreneurs and innovators that are here in Cobourg. Those are our and they operate here in Cobourg. We have a lot of advanced manufacturers that have grown, and we have a lot of small business owners here in Cobourg as well have the opportunity to potentially scale their business and become larger. So we want to make sure that our advanced manufacturers are growing, but also our small business owners are running viable businesses, growing and scaling, and in Cobourg and into the Northumberland area.
What would you say are the strengths of the local economy?
First off, the advanced manufacturing, the fact that we have a history of advanced manufacturing is a strength. We've been making products here in Cobourg, and what's unique is that we also do have a manufacturing support system here in Cobourg. So a community of 22,000 people is supporting a business support system. We like with the Northumberland Manufacturing Association providing that support services for manufacturers is an advantage for Cobourg. I think that we also have proximity to post-secondary as well. Ontario Tech University is a science, technology, and engineering math school, so we have opportunities there for students to they're in proximity to the university that they can take on positions outside of Durham and into Northumberland County. We do have a post-secondary network as well with Loyalist College in proximity, and I understand they have a satellite campus in Port Hope. So there's an advantage there with Loyalist College and its programming that they service our businesses here in Cobourg. Yeah, I think though we do have some diversity as well in our advanced manufacturing. So we've been some we've got some success with packaging companies here in Coburg. So there's some depth to our advanced manufacturing. We have Cameco as well. There's some diversity to our advanced manufacturers that just strengthens us as a manufacturing center in Coburg and Northumberland County. I think we also offer something that's quite unique. We're a small town of 22,000. There's a segment of the population that enjoys that type of economy where you're small enough to know each other and look out for each other. So that I see that as an advantage. I also see our waterfront as a huge advantage for Coburg and for any business that's here in or looking to expand. That we're right on the water. You can pop on over to our waterfront. That's a and enjoy the waterfront, the harbor, and everything else in the marina and all of that. So that I see that as a location advantage for Coburg.
What are some challenges?
Well, I think our biggest challenge is workforce. When we did our economic development strategy, we came up with five goal statements. And we said, which ones are our biggest priorities? We had five goal statements in our economic development strategy, which addressed the downtown, our existing businesses, our workforce, investment readiness, and small business and entrepreneurs. And we asked, like, what's our biggest priority? What do we need to focus on? Out of all those five, we did two litmus tests. One was online. Another one was at our 5-year anniversary for Venture 13. And workforce development came in both tests came in as the biggest priority. So retaining staff and recruiting staff in a smaller community than a big city is a challenge that we're faced with. We're just over 22,000 population. We do have some workforce challenges for recruitment. So that is something that I see as a challenge is getting people to see beyond the big city, working in a larger urban center like Oshawa or Kingston. We are so it's We offer something that's smaller. We are addressing that, Robert. We recognize that we want to retain staff. So we are over the course of we're going to be rolling out more programming that addresses workforce development, retaining like ways to recruit. Innovative ways to recruit, innovative ways to retain staff. So for example, this May we'll be running a workforce development symposium. There'll be this inaugural event. It'll showcase some innovative ways to retain staff. There will be a business panel as well about what they do to retain and recruit staff, just to share that information across our employers in Coburg, so that that we heard that there were companies that found it difficult to recruit and retain staff, and that we lose them to bigger centers. This is an inaugural program to help other companies raise the awareness that there's ways to recruit and retain. Let's share that message of some success that companies have had. So that's our biggest challenge that we're faced with.
It's interesting you should mention that, because for many, many years, people would say that young people locally wanted to move out of the area, get training, and then they would seek jobs and they wouldn't return. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about, or is it this something different when you're talking about workforce development?
Yeah, I think historically they're certainly recognize that there is this reputation of being a re retirement community 60, with a large 65 plus crowd or segment of the population. That's changing. We are having a There is a lot of young families and young population moving into Coburg, so there that's happening right now. When we did our background research for economic development strategy, it was clear that there is a young population there's young population growth happening here in Coburg. There is a change happening happening right now, and it's you can see it with the residential development that's happening here in Coburg. A lot of development applications in our pipeline, especially for there's significant residential Tribute Communities is building out over seven phases. This is going to be a lot of younger population moving into Coburg. Like, it's already happening. So yeah, there is a change happening here in Coburg. I think historically there was this reputation of being an older demographic, but I think that's clearly changing. I'm hearing anecdotally about schools being at capacity, and in daycare centers also at being at capacity. So there is definitely a young population that is growing here in Coburg.
You recently appeared before Coburg Council to deliver a report, and on the cover page of the report, there is both yourselves and the Venture 13. Can you explain the difference between Venture 13 and your Economic Development Office?
So economic development, I'm the manager of economic development, so I do facilitate business growth across the town of Coburg. So we do provide economic development programming that is beneficial for companies across Coburg, not so sector specific. So we will run programming that's relevant. For example, we've run this revenue growth series, which is sector agnostic. We've had manufacturers do this revenue growth series. We've had an innovation company do the revenue growth series. We've had some we have a retailer as well, and that's doing this revenue growth series. So it's we are wanting to see growth. The economic development wants to see office wants to see growth across Coburg. And the Venture 13 Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center, it's a facility that where we provide programming within the innovation center that's innovative and also addresses science, technology, engineering, and math. So you will see in programming for both science, technology, engineering, and math for youth, and then also for innovation programming for businesses. And then the Venture 13 facility also has key partners within the center, like the Northumberland Community Futures Development Corporation, which we partnered with, and Coburg Police, and then actually Northumberland Manufacturing Association. So these are the key partners within the facility. And then we do offer space for small businesses and entrepreneurs to they potentially could start up. They could be companies that are already generating revenue and want to get out of their house and into an office environment. So we provide that space for small businesses, entrepreneurs, to grow. And what we'd like to see in the Venture 13 facility is companies growing, taking a desk, which is quite affordable at $150 a month. Growing, becoming larger, potentially maybe two desks. All of a sudden, they're into an office, and then eventually they outgrow what we offer. So it's that's the difference is with Venture 13 and economic development. Economic development is across the town. Venture 13 is very much facility specific. And it is a space also for entrepreneurs to grow. When it's and when economic development and Venture 13 work well is when a company outgrows Venture 13 and the economic development team facilitates a another location within Coburg that would be suitable for that company. That's the difference between economic development and Venture 13. Very much working hand in hand, but there is a subtle difference.
I know one of the objectives of the Economic Development Office is to market the town for investment and business retention, those two things. In the past year, how many new businesses have opened?
Well, the we do address some grand openings in our annual report. Some of them were some of the companies that were new that we celebrated were in our downtown. So there were a group of companies that that were in the downtown that had opened that we celebrated. We are working, so the actual number, I don't have an exact number of new companies because there are companies that open up in the downtown. They open up in other locations, but we do facilitate. We do want to see new business openings across the town. So we are, we are also facilitating growth, like not only in the downtown, but also in the Lucas Point Industrial Park as well, so that new businesses can expand into our business park. A good example is a company, Lodestar Trailers, that has occupied a location within Lucas Point, and we facilitated that growth of Lodestar Trailers into the Lucas Point Industrial Park. So we do enable growth for new companies to expand into our community.
Okay, and when you put all those together, how many did you help over the last year?
So like we're enabling growth. We are going to be measuring that over the course of 2024. We're less than 20 and for 2023, but we are like I'm into my second year here in into my economic development role. So we are going to be pulling together better metrics of how we have can touch where we had touch points with new companies. So we are monitoring that more effectively starting in 2024 and tracking where were our touch points on these new companies that expanded into Coburg. So we did have some grand openings that we there were some touch points there, but we are trying to do better on monitoring the companies that we've helped enable growth in.
So based on what you just said, then you wouldn't know how many have closed either, would you? Or do you track that differently?
So no, I don't track the companies that close as well. I know that has been happening over the course of time. Companies close and open each year. That's not new. That there is always going to be companies just with the changing economics, that happens. There are companies that close and there's new companies that open up. So So no, I don't track the number of companies that have closed in 2023.
What is the state of the two industrial parks in Coburg, Lucas Point and Northam?
So Northam Industrial Park is it's a town asset. It's fully occupied right now. It does have some undeveloped area in the Lucas in Northam Industrial Park. So The buildings are occupied. There is about 8, 9 acres that is undeveloped. What I'd like to see is that 8 to 9 acres get, a new company to locate within that facility. Us doing the build out of a new of a new business building within the Northern Industrial Park. But it's fully occupied. We do market that undeveloped area for our investment leads as an opportunity. So that's the Northern Industrial Park, and then there's a Lucas Point Industrial Park. So there's a group of, well, I had mentioned about Lodestar Trailers. There are also other companies that are in the development pipeline. Brock Street Holdings has a property in Lucas Point that closed, and that'll be a production and distribution center for Brock Street Holdings for they're based in Whitby. There are other applications in the development pipeline, like a site plan, that we're stick handling through the planning and development process. So there, actually, I just sold. We sold an additional 2 acres to Lodestar Trailers' future business expansion in February of 2023. So that's a company that we're helping as they continue to expand in Lucas Point. And there are others projects there are development projects in which I mentioned in the annual report of that are in the development pipeline that we'd like to see developed. There's two properties that are right now don't have that are not purchased. There's a 10-acre site in Lucas Point, and then about a 22-acre site. We are doing an environmental impact study on the 22-acre site. The 10-acre site we are actively promoting for investment. So, and then there's also about another 22-acre privately owned company, or sorry, privately owned site that so we also a market for future expansion. So, that's over 50 acres that's available for business expansion, a future business expansion at Lucas Point.
Some listeners may not understand the difference between the efforts of the Downtown Business Improvement Area and your office. Can you explain what you do for the downtown compared to the DBIA?
Yes, so the downtown BIA would be working on downtown programming. They would have the specific event programming that they do, and aesthetic improvements to the downtown. The town of Cobourg does we do invest in the downtown. It kind of it's spread across a group of divisions, our investment into the downtown. So it's we will also do aesthetic improvements into our downtown and with garbage pickup and everything like and it's spread across like community services, public works, planning and development, legislative services. So there is a group of we do provide support for the downtown businesses. It is spread across divisions and and then we do provide administrative support for the downtown as well. We do I do have a staff person that does a lot of the administrative support on the functional on the way the board of management functions. So I do have a staff person that does the serves as the secretary for the board of management. We are actually working on a memorandum of understanding of what our town commitment is to the downtown and what the Downtown Business Improvement Association's role is. We want to see a downtown that is looks fantastic, has lots of businesses and support services in our downtown. We're in that business as well, to see a vibrant downtown that has things to do and reasons to come to the downtown. That's in our interest as well, as the town of Cobourg. We do offer programming. We offer some concert programming in our downtown. We have a beautiful town hall and art gallery as well, and just in parking as well. So we are invested in our downtown. It's just spread across the corporation.
You've identified both an industrial role that you play and also a retail role that you play. Can you share an anecdote to tell us a story?
It's a good example of a company. Last year, came actually through immigration, as an entrepreneur, on an entrepreneurship permit, and they needed to open up his business in Coburg. So we received a message from this entrepreneur, coming through internationally, needed to land here in Coburg, had a business plan and dollars to invest in this business. So he landed here at Adventure 13. We offered so at low price of $150 a month, he had a desk that got him started here in Coburg. So he's coming from an international place to Canada on an entrepreneurship permit. He lands at the Venture 13 facility, and so we help them land here. Through speaking with him, he had site requirements for his business. He was in food service, a food production business. He had some site requirements, so our economic development team worked with him to find a suitable facility in Coburg that would allow for the food production. And through our network and our contacts here in Coburg, we managed to find a suitable location for this entrepreneur for food production, and we've facilitated the connection with the right property owner here in Coburg, who just through our network we knew we had a very good working relationship with, and we managed to get this company that was landed here at Venture 13 into another location in Coburg that because he would need to do his business and his production outside of Venture 13. So we did find him that suitable location. We worked with the landlord to make sure that he could be located in this new facility in Coburg. And he started here in early September, and by mid-November, he had relocated to this larger production facility. And he did we did our economic development team, we did meet up with him in early 2024 to see how production was. He's now he's doing production at his newest location. And it's a good testimony of how Venture 13 and economic development can work properly. Is Venture 13 serves as that landing pad for international investment. Economic development team works with this entrepreneur, finds them a new location outside, within Coburg. That's so he's now in production. He's generating revenue. He's got clients. We are also opening doors for him for potential companies that can be purchasing from him. So we're opening up doors for new clients for him as well. I've made several introductions to some like Foodland and some other food services businesses that could use his food production. So we have continued to open doors for this entrepreneur. So that's a good example of how economic development works in Coburg.
Some people may look at economic development and see the DBIA, the Business and Entrepreneurship Center, Northumberland County's Economic Development Office, and Venture 13. They may see all this and they may wonder, why are we spending so much money on business? Can't we find some efficiency somewhere?
I think we're like I look at our budget. We're pretty lean the way we operate. We're a four-person team, two people dedicated to Venture 13, two of us for the town of Coburg for economic development. We're pretty lean in the way we operate, and we're Coburg, we're staffed properly for economic development for the town of Coburg. Yeah, no, I started here. I'm into my second year, so I understand that there was some time where we were understaffed. And in starting from when I first started, that came pretty that was noticeable, because there was a lot of foundational work that had to get rebuilt here in Coburg, because just looking seeing kind of how we how the town of Coburg's economic development operated, I do see like we were undersourced, underfunded. So now we're staffed properly here in Coburg. There's a lot going on in Coburg. There's downtown development. We're working with existing businesses, where we have two business parks. I know one is fully occupied, but there is that 8 to 9 acres that's undeveloped. And then there's also the Lucas Point Industrial Park, which requires staff time and dedication, so that Lucas Point Industrial Park develops in a timely manner. So I from my I see town the town of Coburg now staffed properly for economic development. And then there are other organizations. I don't see how we overlap. I'm focused on Coburg. That's I'm handling investment leads for Coburg. I want to see new investment in Coburg, so I'm with the Northumberland Community Futures Development Corporation. We're partnered with we partner with them, but their services are very are different than what we're providing. We complement each other. There is some pass off with clients that, but we complement each other very well. And then, the Business Advisory Center, the Northumberland, like with their starter company and their summer company program, that's provincially funded as well, and like that's serving a niche for economic development and small business growth. So that also does complement what we're doing. Like I want to see youth applying to the summer company program, and so I don't like I do see like we do complement our services. That's yeah, there are some nuances though. Like I've been at this for over 20 years, that I know the differences, but certainly someone that may not know the differences might see this as overlap, but our services are complementing each other. Yeah.
In your presentation to council, what were you looking for from the town hall? What do you want them to give you in 2024?
I have pretty much all I need for 2024. Like our budget's passed, and we have our mandate with our economic development strategy. We're staffed properly. I have what I need to do economic development for 2024. We in yeah in terms of budget, it was pretty much net neutral. Like it was in terms of economic development in Venture 13, there was not much more of a budgetary increase collectively between those two. So I yeah I, we have what we need for 2024 to do economic development programming and facilitating new growth in Coburg.
What are the key areas of focus for 2024?
Yeah, so we are working on some investment readiness. So we are improving the way we market ourselves. Where you come if you come to Venture 13, you'll see some new marketing materials for economic development. You come to our office, you'll see that. We are creating we've already kind of internally we've created some improvements to the way we market ourselves for new investors. So that's so we do have now we've for new companies like advanced manufacturers that are interested in Coburg, we do have a package now for advanced manufacturers that better sells Coburg as a location for advanced manufacturing. And when we have entrepreneurs that want to know more about Coburg, we do have an investment package for that's been created for small businesses and entrepreneurs as well. So and that's going to roll out. We are continuing to improve our marketing materials for new investment. We actually did I applied to Global Affairs Canada in the fall of 2023 for some new marketing materials for video, which I was successful in getting. So that's also something that we'll be rolling out in 2024 as well is improved video for the advanced manufacturing sector and the downtowns and entrepreneurs. So that's something you can expect. That would be a success if I'm looking back in December and we've got all these materials in place. That'll be a success for me. And then in terms of programming, we are also trying to raise we're raising the awareness of skilled trades work as a viable career path. So we have our inaugural skilled trades event on the 19th here at Venture 13. It's early evening session. So it's I want to see programming that addresses the future opportunities here in skilled trades. So we already have our the 2024 programming year mapped out. It's pretty good. We're just finishing up our winter programming. We have a spring summer program that working on a media release that my intent is that'll be released this week for the spring summer. So we're going to have some solid programming that addresses business growth. The Revenue Growth Series will continue, and then I'm looking into the fall as well. And it'll be good too because we already have that mapped out as well for fall program that you can anticipate. So if we and if we get the whole programming that's been mapped out in play, that would be a success for me as well. I look at Lucas Point Industrial Park. I do want to see the development applications happen. So when those development applications close, that's a success for me for is seeing this company now purchase property, are building their facility here in Coburg. If I could see that in December, that's another success. So.
Daniel Van Kampen, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you very much, for Robert, for having me.
That was Daniel Van Kampen, Manager of Economic Development for the town of Cobourg. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.